Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be some morning clouds, hopefully then turning partly sunny, at least by the afternoon. We'll have a high in the neighborhood of 55 degrees for today. Kenosha right now is at 45. Some light drizzle reported in Burlington, where it's 44. 44 in Milwaukee, 45 degrees in Racine. A silver alert had been issued earlier this morning for a missing 72-year-old woman from Mount Pleasant, but she was located a few hours later. Marilyn Cato last seen at her residence on South Stewart Road. A police canine brought in to help with that search. Just prior to 4 a.m., word came that Cato had been located at an address on Old Spring Street. Racine police investigating an early morning incident in which a man claims that he was stabbed in the eye by the son of his girlfriend. This reportedly happened before 1:30 this morning in a second-floor bedroom in the 1300 block of Marquette Street. Initial reports suggest the victim may have also been struck with a bat. Fire department paramedics taking the man to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. Though without any directions from the staff there, several attempts at radio contact went unanswered. Trial underway in Racine County for the case of a Racine resident, Christopher Brown, accused of killing another man during an altercation in downtown Racine more than 2 years ago. The 25-year-old Brown, charged with first-degree reckless homicide for the March 2014 death of Kenosha's Dulondon Ratliff. There are also two counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety against him. According to police, the victim, his sister, and a friend had visited the same downtown watering holes in Racine and were walking to their car when a group of men approached. A fight broke out during the altercation. A shot was fired, hitting Ratliff in the head. He later died at the hospital. Brown reportedly claiming the gun went off while he was waving it around during the argument. He could get more than 80 years in prison if convicted on all the charges. There's a new study out that says federal and state governments are missing out on tons of money by not legalizing marijuana.
The study from the Tax Foundation, an independent think tank, says the loss of revenue that would be generated from a tax on pot amounts to $28 billion. Critics worry legalizing marijuana could lead to more drug abuse and addiction, but experts at the Tax Foundation say people who abuse marijuana do so regardless of whether it's legal or not. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, about 12% of marijuana users were considered abusers of the drug. I'm Mark Chase.
The City Council in Burlington will be meeting tonight in Committee of the Whole. Among the agenda items, discussion on a request to consider amending municipal code to allow the raising of chickens in the city, as requested by citizen Angela Schenk. An administration Facebook survey of 368 residents showed over 50% support. There's also consideration of amending the official traffic map to change the 24-hour time limit for parking in the downtown livery lot to 3 hours. And the agenda for the regular council meeting in Burlington includes a resolution regarding the agreement with Racine County on shared services at City Hall. The Racine Unified School District is saving trees by not printing as much material as in years past, also using more efficient ways of dispersing materials. During the Board of Education meeting, technology guru Tim Peltz talked about replacing multifunction printers in the district under a continuing lease arrangement while having trimmed the number of pages printed out dramatically over the years.
2012, the district owned about 2,200 printers, both single-function and multi-function. When we deployed the copy machines, the printer refresh back in 2012, we went from 6 to 7 million pages down to 3.5 million, pretty much within a month. So that shows you the waste.
Meanwhile, he says the district also saving on average about $250,000 a year on the cost of powering the devices compared to 4 years ago. He says there will be more savings with whatever reduced figure is agreed upon in terms of the number of machines involved based on the needs of officials, the baseline up to 1,000 pages per month not being printed. And in the Slinger School District, the administrators there are trying to ease the fears of parents after antifreeze was discovered in the drinking water at one elementary school. The principal and the superintendent sending out a letter to the parents saying they do not believe any students or staff have been harmed and they are taking several precautionary measures. The antifreeze coming out of a broken pipe in the heating and air conditioning system, it was found in only trace amounts. It's graduation day for some 800 Gateway Technical College students, about half of them expected to take part in this evening's commencement ceremony. The keynote address will be given by Jim Hawkins, chief executive and second-generation owner of Kennel Manufacturing in Kenosha. The company started by his father in Chicago in 1963, moving to Kenosha just a few years ago. Hawkins, a Harvard graduate, wants to share some of his personal and professional life with the students at Gateway.
More than anything else.
Says he wants to also impress upon the grads that there's more in life than
the job. Just to tell
them
what's in front of them as far as going out and finding a job and what they'll have to do. If I can provide that type of information, that's something tangible and something that they can use immediately. Knowing Gateway College and the way they prepare students and their placement rate, that's much less of a job for them than otherwise might be the case for people with.
The Gateway graduation ceremony set for tonight at the UW Parkside Sports and Activities Center. Well, as the current school year starts to wind down, Racine Unified Administration reports construction on the new Olympia, Brown, and Knapp schools, plus the addition to Gifford, continues to go well, the overall budget being met. During an update to the Board of Education, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen noted the construction manager approach to all three projects with Riley Construction has kept those costs in line with the budget.
Once they get their bids in and do all of their final engineering, they come up with something called guaranteed maximum price. So they cannot exceed that unless we make a major change. And right now, we're so far into the projects, we aren't anticipating that. So in each case, the guaranteed maximum price came in less than what the board had authorized. So that's good news. We're under budget.
Costs for both O'Brown and Knapp under budget at this point. Gifford a little bit higher than expected, but Hazen noted contingency accounts do remain viable for all three. Some open houses and ribbon cuttings are going to be scheduled this summer as the new schools are prepared for the new school year. The board may even get to look around each site before that. Hazen saying, I think you'll be happy with what you see. The closed Dream Playground in Kenosha and the apparent lack of action to fix the problems with the rubber flooring to get it reopened, dominating citizen comments at last night's Kenosha Council meeting. Tammy Conforti spearheading the effort to even build the inclusive playground, getting a little emotional asking officials to come up with a solution to this problem.
Get this project rolling, get this process going, and get these flooring issues resolved as quickly as possible so that people of all abilities can play safely again. I am longing to see the smiling faces and hear the joyous laughter of the children on the Dream Playground once again.
City officials revealing no timeline to get the rubberized flooring fixed, designed to protect the kids from using the playground from suffering any head injuries. This thing was closed 8 weeks ago. After problems with the flooring were discovered, the council has authorized a lawsuit against the contractor who installed the surface. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Check them out throughout the day. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.